Day of Judgment. Imagine this scene. It's very scary. That scene, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all protect us and make it easy for us. Where here I, each one of us individually, that's not all of us. So you cannot help me, I can't help you. Here I am alone in front of Allah. And he said, oh, okay. So you took your beauty more important than me. Call your beauty. You took your son, your daughter, your this person or that person. Put him number one over me. Call him. وَيَوْمَ يَقُلْ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ. Of course, this is for the people who really worship other than Allah. But احنا, we worship Allah alone, but we worship small g's. As one of my teachers, he always used to call it. Small g, not the capital G. The small one. Yani, why do we disobey Allah? Why do I not pray five times a day? Why do I say this or that, dress this or that? Why? Because I don't blame it on shaitan. Because I like it. I want to be like everybody. Why do I want to be different? And then shaitan plays on that. Yani, by the way, each one of us have their own shaitan. And then there is shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, the small shayateen also. But why some people, their shaitan is stronger than the others? They all have power. Why one is more stronger than the other? I give the opportunity. It's exactly like when you say to your children, right? Why your friend didn't do that and you did that? Why? Your friend is stronger. That's the same way. Because he's going to whisper the same way in all of us, in all our ears. Same. But some people have the medicine ready. And what is the medicine? Number one is a dhikr. Dhikr of Allah. If you always in dhikr of Allah, I'm not saying dhikr of Allah, you memorize all the adhkar. He's always in your mind. Are you happy with me? Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Rabbi, I'm going to fail. Ya Allah, make me stronger. This is all dhikr. Then he said, no. فَيَوْمَ يَقُلُ نَادُوا شُرَكَاءِ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. You said, there is other than me, bring them. فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. They called them, no one will answer. The friend who is going to tell you, don't do that. Well, this is, we are living in the West, we are living wherever, and this is 2024. That friend will not answer when I say, come and help me. Or if I was the person, whoever I lured, may Allah protect us all, then I will not be able to come and help you. Right? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Even your children, spouse, parents, nobody. نفسي نفسي. Everyone will be worried about herself. So why not I'm worried about myself here? And I'm thinking of my akhirah. وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. And the, here Allah used the mujrimun. Literally it's the criminals. But the criminals against what? And the other name Allah frequently uses in the Quran is al-zalimun. Those who have committed injustice. Injustice against what? Themselves. When I do not obey Allah, I want you all to entertain this thought. Don't worry about other people. When I do not obey Allah, I'm wronging myself. I'm not wronging anybody because I am the loser there. And when I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I may be benefiting somebody else, but mainly I'm benefiting myself. Why? Because the beautiful principle of this deen, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Not a single soul will take the burden of another. And he said it to Fatima. Ya Fatima bint Muhammad, لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. Fatima, his daughter, he's the prophet. And he said about her, هي بضعة مني, she's part of me. Fatima, he looked at her and says, I cannot whatsoever help you. يا فاطمة, لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. It doesn't matter, your father is Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام. It doesn't matter. It's not going to help. His uncle didn't help. So any time, this is why we need some time with ourselves. Just sit down and see, where are we going? Where are we in this life? Where are we in this journey? I don't know how much left, Allah knows. But where am I? And what is my goal? Where do I want to be? I want to be in the best house in dunya? Well, I want to be in palace in akhirah. I want to have this best neighbor? Well, I want the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, my neighbor. Then I have to work for it.